Today, I got a lot to talk about this. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but there was a lunchbox that has these words, cheat day, on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pink lunchbox, and parents are pretty upset about it.
So I actually found a quote from one of the moms who was very upset about this. And she said, "I am sickened that the phrase is on the lunchbox. We scratch our heads when we see our little girls struggle with body image, with self-worth, with confidence. And we wonder, why do our girls worry so much about their bodies when they're so young? Why does my five-year-old call herself fat?" So that's the big reason behind why a lot of parents are upset about this, because they're like, why does it have to say cheat day on my kid's lunchbox? Why are they even worrying about that?
That is true.
But I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking along this, but at the same time, I'm just like, okay, the word cheat day, it's not a bad thing. Or like the words cheat day, it's not a bad thing at all, because if you're trying to be super health conscious, you're going to want those cheat days.
Sure.
But I get what they're saying also with it being on like a five-year-old's lunchbox.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too, is that it's in conversation all the time.
Totally.
Especially if your parent, you know, if the kid's parents are, you know, very health conscious, or maybe they're on a diet of some kind and they're like, oh, it's my cheat day. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is it bad with the lunchbox saying it, or is it bad that the parents are saying it too? I almost think if you're upset about the lunchbox, then maybe you should stop using that terminology completely in your everyday conversation, because parents know whatever they say, the kid ends up hearing and the kid ends up thinking about.
Totally.
So if the parent themselves is very health conscious and, you know, I'm on a diet and all this stuff and, you know, I can't eat this, I can't eat that, or I hate my body and all this stuff, your kid's going to think the same stuff.
That's true.
Because you're leading by example. So I think they're overreacting a little bit with the lunchbox, because I think it's a bigger issue.
Yes.
Here. So this morning we're talking about this this lunchbox that is going viral because parents are very upset as to what it says on the lunchbox, and that's cheat day.
So what do you think about that?
You know, I think they're overreacting a little bit, because it's not just about the lunchbox. I think the lunchbox shouldn't have something like that on there. But it's also the term cheat day, I think, I don't know. It gets for kids. It makes them think like, oh, well, I need to be on a diet right now. I mean, cheat day as an adult. I mean, you do a lot of nutrition stuff and training people on eating healthy and all that. And you say cheat day is a good thing.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. I feel like we just need to do a much better job at educating kids, like with healthy eating and exercise, and only teaching them that, you know, junk food is more of an occasional thing and not something we should do all the time. And the focus should be more so on, you know, a healthy lifestyle and balance, and not so much the image. And of course you're going to like hit, you're going to be treading like a fine line right there as to like what's going to be the good thing to say to your kid. But there is a right way of doing it. And I don't know if you remember this or how your education was as a kid, but I don't think they did a good job as much explaining to us nutrition. And
no.
I don't know how it is nowadays for schools, but it's like, here's the food pyramid. Good luck.
Yeah. And then it, much like, you know, when we were told as kids that there were nine planets and then there weren't nine planets. Now there's eight planets and then, you know, it's back to nine.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the food pyramid. They were like, yeah, so that food pyramid, it's kind of not exactly correct. And servings and all that of what you should have. It didn't equate for people with allergies and all that stuff.
Oh, totally. Because dairy is one of the biggest things. And so many people have dairy allergies nowadays. And you can't always get exactly what you need from that. But yeah, it's definitely just, here it is. This is what it's supposed to be. But that might not be right. So good luck.
Some comments on our Facebook page. Some people said it's, James says it's ridiculous. Carrie says it's what you make of it.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda says, honestly, who cares? Don't like it? Don't buy it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I mean, it's a lunchbox, so you don't have to get this lunchbox.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to diet, she says. If you eat healthy majority of the time and allow yourself a treat once in a while, that's what, you know, some people will call the cheat day.
Oh, yeah. But, okay, so I've noticed, too, there's a huge difference in America to other countries when it comes to healthy eating as well. And, I mean, when I was living in France, I remember how our meals were laid out. You'd get a protein, you'd get, like, a couple vegetables and some kind of whole grain, and then cheese.
a cheese and a baguette?
Yeah.
You're set to go in France.
But that's the thing. It's like, at least it was a little bit more so, here's your healthy options, and this is basically what you're going to have to choose for the cafeteria. Mm. Whereas around here, it's definitely more processed foods. So, I mean, it's probably a difference, again, with country. Obviously, body image is always going to be an issue, but I feel like it just comes down to, you got to explain to your kids a healthy, balanced lifestyle.
And I don't think necessarily that it's teaching your children, you know, that your body is, you know, that they need to go on a diet and things like that. I think parents are overreacting with this a lot. What I'm actually upset with is the horrible, like, bedazzling that they did. It just, come on.
You could have done a better job at that.
Much better job. It clashes. It does not look good. The font's choice, awful. So
that's the real issue.
That's the real issue, people. Give us a call, 934-9830. Seriously, what do you think about this? Do you think parents should be upset with this lunchbox that says cheat day on it? 934-9830. We got Steve. Steve, what do you think about this?
So the problem here has nothing to do with food or eating or anything else. It's the negative connotation of cheat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It should be reward day or treat day. We're getting our kids to think cheating is okay.
Sure.
Cheat on your papers, cheat on your food, cheat on your wife, cheat on your taxes.
Yeah. No, it's that's
just,
true.
It's
that's
horrible true. From a cheat standpoint. It's just the worst word to put out there.
Yeah, I don't understand where that really came from. I mean, the whole cheat idea. Like, I think treat day is better.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you're on a diet and you go off your diet and have something, you know, like a snack of some kind that's not, you know, quote unquote healthy, then just call it a treat day instead, and it'll have a better
reward
term.
Day. You're dieting. You're working hard. This is a reward, not that we're being sneaky and cheating.
Right, exactly.
I just hate that.
Yeah.
I was driving to school with my daughter, and we were talking about it. She didn't like it either. She's 15, and she says, that's horrible. They call it cheat day.
Exactly.
You work hard at dieting or work hard at exercising.
Good
it
point.
Should be reward, treat, or something like that.
And
it just gives a bad signal for everything else. That's what's wrong with the world today.
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think we need to use the thesaurus with stuff like this.
Yeah.
Instead of cheat, to use a better terminology. I like treat day.
Yep.
I like reward day. I think that is something that should be changed in conversation.
I mean, that's going to take some time, but it's got to start somewhere. So start laying it out to your kids like that, and then maybe it'll go somewhere.